KMCH HD3 Detroit, KMPS HD3 Seattle, WBMX HD3 Boston,
and on AOL Radio
and Yahoo Launchcast.
Believe. CBS Radio's The New Sky.
And now, join Shade Parker's best American psychics and best American healers. It's lively topics, free psychic readings, engaging discussions, and more. All hosted by Shea Parker, founder of two internet directories, The Best Psychics and The Best American Healers. All interviewed, tested, and validated, ensuring they're the best of the best.
You're simply the best!
And now, The Best American Psychics and Best American Healers. It's The Best of the Best. Call Shea Parker now.
248-545-SOUL.
And find out more at bestamericanpsychics.com and bestamericanhealers.com. CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Hi, everybody. Good evening. It's Sarah Delamere here, welcoming you to Soul for Best of the Best for Shea Parker's Best American Psychics. And this evening, I've got Miriam Davinsky with me online. I love this woman's name, her voice, and her amazing transformative work is just incredible as well. So I'm going to introduce you to Miriam Davinsky. We're going to be talking all about her spiritual response therapy. It sounds a bit complicated, but it has simple applications, and it's very effective in transpersonal psychology and moving you through a spiritual journey in a quite simple but very profoundly deep way. So we're welcoming Miriam to the show to explain how this all works and who she is. And if you check out Miriam's website, it's www.livingbyintent.com. And during the show, if you have any questions for Miriam or any thoughts on what we're talking about, do use the instant feedback button as well. So that's a feature of the show that we'd like you to use if it makes sense for you as we go through. So Miriam, are you there? Welcome to the show.
Yes, I'm here. Good evening.
Good evening, Miriam. How are you?
I am great. How are you, Sarah?
I'm very good, thank you. You know, enjoying all the heat. I know you've got a lot of heat over there. I've got a lot of. I think we're matching.
Heat wave.
Yeah, matching you.
New England, very unusual.
Yes, I know. So, Miriam, you have many qualifications. Your website, livingbyintent.com, will explain the detail of your qualifications to people. But you have more traditional qualifications as psychotherapy and regression research and different therapies and very skilled in transpersonal psychology. But you have a rather unusual way of working with transpersonal psychology. Can you explain this to people, what exactly you do?
Yes. The transpersonal approach to psychotherapy works with the full range of emotional and intellectual issues included in traditional psychotherapies. However, special attention is given to uncovering and supporting a client's willingness for self-actualization and enlightenment. The end stage of therapy, of transpersonal therapy, is not successful adjustment to the prevailing culture, but enlightenment, liberation, and direct gnosis, direct knowing.
Hmm.
The central themes of transpersonal psychotherapies are questions: who am I, where I'm going, what is my life purpose? When we are in that journey towards spiritual transformation, we are opening the way and the possibility that extraordinary resolutions may occur in our life. Carl Jung expresses the best when he wrote, "The privilege of a lifetime is to become who you truly are." And being a transpersonal counselor, I work with such techniques and technologies as past life regression, life between life regression, future life regression, emotional freedom techniques, kinesiology, and dowsing.
Some of these are very unusual, Miriam. Some of these are very unusual approaches. I think many people have heard of past life regression, but I noticed in amongst the things that you do, the applications of the transpersonal psychology and the dowsing that you do, it's fascinating, but you do between life regression and future life progression. And those elements of our spiritual journey, I think people would find very interesting. Can you say more about those?
Yes, life between life regressions were developed by Dr. Michael Newton. And there are two books that I will mention for everybody eventually. The Journey of the Soul and Destiny of the Soul. This is incredibly interesting approach to understanding that, in fact, we are choosing our life. And we are choosing several past lifetimes to work through in this particular lifetime. This is why transpersonal psychotherapy, and in particular dowsing that I practice as a transpersonal or spiritual counselor, is extremely beneficial, because instead of hours and hours of very difficult for a client and challenging for a counselor work, a life between life progression, past life regression, we can use dowsing technology or kinesiology and dowsing technology to release non-beneficial energies, non-beneficial belief patterns, vows, agreements, contracts, and bring the most beneficial energies into clients' energetic patterns that allows a complete life transformation, a destiny, allowing the client to live the highest levels of his or her destiny.
Something very unusual there, Miriam, isn't it, about you know, past life regression is one thing, and it can be quite traumatic for people. And, you know, as I think you said one other time, with this method that you use, there's nobody screaming there on your couch. you can go very deep with what you do. And in a way, in one session, you can cover several lifetimes, very deep seated patterns with this dowsing technique. And what's interesting about it as well, it differs from traditional psychotherapies, which may give somebody an emotional or an intellectual handle on a situation. You know, how are they going to cope with this and this that they're facing, say emotionally or practically in their lives? But the spiritual dowsing that you use actually energetically shifts and breaks a pattern for them on a very deep level. So the mind, in a way, does not have to nearly engage with the process. It's a process of healing and trust. Is that right?
Yes. Conscious awareness may be helpful when I work face-to-face with clients. But in many, many cases, I work with absent clients, and transformative experience happens. I work with clients all over the world. I have clients in Massachusetts face-to-face and in Australia. Mm-hmm. And you can look at my website and see that absolute transformative experience happened completely independently of distance, because we're actually working in quantum space, which has nothing to do with time and space. It's all a dowsing system works as an aspect of universal mind.
Can you explain a little bit more? It's the principle of everything is energy, and you're able, as a skilled dowser, to make a connection between yourself and the client by proxy, which is by distance. And can you explain, though, how you know that you have this connection with the client?
There is a specific training and specific experiences that a spiritual dowser goes through. We all start with classic dowsing, which is ability to find a yes or no answer object or place using a pendulum or any other divination tool. When we're working in a domain of classic dowsing, what's happening it's actually extension of our subconscious mind that does the work. With active dowsing, as my mastery or any good dowser mastery and mastery of technique and personal spiritual growth progresses, the super conscious mind, which is dowsers or counselors, higher self, becomes the force for the pendulum movement. And higher self is the part of us that is the divine presence and is one with universal mind. And very interesting example of it, when you really know that you're dowsing on that level, when your dowsing is actually not agreeing with your conscious mind. Your conscious mind has an opinion, and your dowsing shows something very, very different. And that's you realize that you're really doing the work on that particular level, on the spiritual dowsing level, which is
There may be all sorts of there may be all sorts of surprises that if you're talking quite complex stuff with a client that you may have logical and sensible opinions about, and yet the dowsing would indicate, well, actually a different tactic is correct for this person.
Yes, at that level, that is a spiritual dowsing, and the dowser can congratulate himself or herself that you're really working in super conscious mind with
that's
our
right, eyes. Yes. Neutrality.
At that level, it really does not matter is my client in front of me or is my client in Australia.
Yes, that's incredible. We'll talk a little bit more. Miriam, it goes so quickly, the show. We already have our first break coming up, so I'll have a chat with you in the break, and we'll come back live on air in a few minutes' time to talk more about the spiritual dowsing technique. And anyone interested in what we're beginning to say here, have a look at Miriam's website. It's livingbyintent.com. So we'll see you shortly after the break.
Step back in time to the very beginning, before life as we know it existed. Stones have been on this earth since before the inception of man. They are keepers of ancient wisdom and messages. Tap into the profound wisdom of stones and let your journey begin at the Rock Girl Sacred Stone School. Let the Rock Girl take you back to those ancient days to learn firsthand the language and the secrets of stones. The Rock Girl will teach you how to develop your very own technique of communicating with them, allowing you to embark on your own path of self-discovery. Courses include Reiki, psychic development, chakra balancing and auric cleansing, hands-on healing, and more. Visit sacredstoneschool.com for classes and workshops taught exclusively by The Rock Girl of therockgirl.com.
Inner Realm Magazine is the place to see and to be seen in the New York, New Jersey metro area. The premier guide to exploring all aspects of holistic health, it will keep your finger on the pulse of the latest and greatest metaphysical happenings. You can pick up a free copy of Inner Realm Magazine in any of the holistic or metaphysical stores in the New York, New Jersey area. And if you'd like to advertise in Inner Realm Magazine, just contact Cheryl Arcodia directly at www.innerrealmmagazine.com.
Calling all healers. BestAmericanHealers.com is a brand new internet directory, and we are currently looking for the best healers in the nation. Our directory has limited availability in all states for all healing modalities. Join us today and be ranked among the best healers in the country. Visit BestAmericanHealers.com. That's BestAmericanHealers.com for details.
Coming up today on New Sky Radio, at 12 p.m. Eastern Time, it's Sound Effects. Explore the effects of sound on the body and environment with sound therapist Doreen Davis. coming up at 2 p.m. Eastern, it's Radio to Thrive By with the Dr. Pat Radio Show. At 3 p.m. Eastern, join Laura Lee in the Spirit Salon. Coming up at 4 p.m. Eastern, it's the Colette Baron Reed Show. Join Colette for her fun, fast-paced show all about you. Be sure to call in early. The phones are hot. Coming up at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, explore your career options with career coach Caroline. At 6 p.m. Eastern, tap into your moment of change with Sherry Gaba and Kathleen O'Connor. Shea Parker introduces us all to today's top metaphysical specialists on Metaphysical Minds at 7 p.m. Shea, the best of the best American psychics, take to the air at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. At 9 p.m. Eastern, grab your psychic cup of coffee with Kelly Sutliff. Step into the enchanted world of Monty Farber at 10 p.m. Eastern. And at 11 p.m., it's the Zodiac Girls. So sexy, so cool. Tonight on New Sky Radio. For more on these shows and all New Sky Radio shows, check out newskyradio.com/show. New Sky Radio and radio.com. Powered by CBS Radio.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
And now, the best American psychics and best American healers. It's the best of the best.
You're simply the best.
Call Shea Parker now.
248-545-SOUL.
And find out more at bestamericanpsychics.com and bestamericanhealers.com. CBS Radio's The Sky.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the show. This is Sarah Delamere for Shea Parker's Best of the Best. This is Soul to Soul, my show. And we're talking tonight to Miriam Devinsky, a lady with transformative dowsing skills, a great name. Devinsky, I always call her work The Divine Touch. It's incredible what Miriam can do. She uses a crystal Merkaba pendulum, and with her work, there's a lot of intuition involved. Miriam is highly psychic and makes a connection with her clients. They can be in front of her or they can be in Australia. We were just explaining before the first break there how it is possible for the therapist to make the connection with someone at distance. We want to ask Miriam more about her technique and how does she use dowsing. There's active dowsing that we might have all heard of, where we use a pendulum for the yes and no questions. But Miriam uses something much more specialist called spiritual dowsing. So welcome back, Miriam. And can you explain more clearly than I just did the difference and the development of dowsing that you use there?
There is a development between classical and active dowsing. Classic dowsing is the art of finding an answer, an object, a place, using a pendulum or any other divination tool. As a spiritual counselor, I think the forces that move the pendulum as an extension of subconscious mind. With active dowsing is my mastery of the technique and personal spiritual growth progresses. I believe the superconscious mind becomes a force that for the pendulum movement. And again, the higher self, the superconscious mind, is the part of us that is the divine presence and is one with universal mind.
This technique involves you making this connection with the clients, and you're able to, you've got a manual of different diagnosis that you may or may not use, but can you just explain to people how you use a process of deduction when you first connect with the client?
I go into what we would call light trance or deep alpha. I ask permission, I clear all blocks for connection. I ask permission of my higher self and the client higher self to do the work. Usually permission is given, and then I ask clients ahead of time to email me the most important issues that they would like to address, and we are ready to start working. Usually the issues that are in front of us is patterns that a client repeat again and again. And it's a fundamental question in spiritual counseling, why we attract non-beneficial situations again and again. And it is because we are holding energetic patterns that reflects our non-beneficial beliefs, mostly unconscious. With spiritual dowsing, I am able to release these beliefs and transform this non-beneficial pattern. The question is, whatever the presenting problem is, again, I go to a client's soul record with the client permission and the client high self permission and discover the lifetimes where these particular patterns develop. Mm-hmm. And ask permission of keepers of the record to release this pattern. The permission usually given patterns are released because if client is ready to release it, grace steps into place of karma. And by grace,
yes,
it's all released, and the empty spaces, the void spaces are filled with forgiveness, love, and light. And it's life is transformed.
Miriam, is when you're working with somebody, and obviously they're coming to you because they're stuck with a particular issue in this lifetime, and they may be puzzled, you know, why they're stuck and what on earth can they do about it. I think it's very common that people have, say, issues with abundance, happiness, all the things that, you know, happiness is something that research has shown we're all after. So, I mean, do you find, though, that once this process of clearing that you're using with a client begins, does it become like peeling an onion? You know, is there something that comes next? You know, because when you're going through deep stuff, past life blocks, trauma in this lifetime, in other lifetimes, hopefully not in future lifetimes affecting this lifetime. But the way that we get stuck with these patterns, I mean, it's deep stuff. So do you find that one session is enough? I know you can do a lot in one session, but how does that work? You know, does stuff keep coming up for clients once they get underway with this work?
Yes, the one session can determine and release a major pattern, but very often, in some time, we need another session because it is working like an onion.
Yeah.
The levels and levels release. When we are there in our life between life situation, we choose several lifetimes that we would like to balance in this current lifetime that we are living. And from time to time, not all of them can be released because the issue can be very deep and going from one lifetime to another.
Mm.
Let's look into an example. I had a client who is very hardworking, very intelligent, knows what she's doing, and absolutely cannot make a living.
Right.
The problem is the client was a nun three times, actually Catholic nun, three times in a row, and took all vows possible and impossible in those lifetimes. It's vow of poverty, invisibility, obedience, you name it.
Mm.
All these had agreements and contracts in those lifetimes that completely non-beneficial for this current lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
But all this was released, her life was actually transformed in several weeks. She was able to work, she actually is psychic, and she was able to have much more clients, go much, much deeper in her psychic work, leads workshops, works on kin.com, you name it. And next living, considering to buy a condo, there is no problems with her making a living.
That's amazing. It's very common, I think, isn't it, for people on a spiritual journey to have taken, you know, vows of poverty, maybe vows of, I think I had a vow when we worked for me to research your work. I think I had an unusual vow of seclusion or something. You know, so there's very obscure.
Seclusion, correct.
Yeah, there's very obscure, unusual vows, and you've got them all on your list, or your intuition would show you as well, you know, your connection with the client where somebody is blocked. But, I mean, also a huge factor of where people get stuck and traumatized is also through trauma, isn't it? It's not just, say, vows. You know, there's past life blocks through distress in previous lifetimes or distress in this lifetime. Can you explain how that can be released through this technique?
Of course. As an example, I had a client who absolutely could not wear anything on her neck. No jewelry, no scarf, no sweater, nothing, ever. She was hanged many times for actually being a channel, being a spiritual channel, trying to tell her truth, a channel and a healer. And we just released these lifetimes. Well, we actually released non-beneficial energy, connected discordant energy in her soul record, connected to this lifetime. She is able to wear jewelry, scarf, sweater. There is absolutely no problem.
No problem with,
this is actually a funny example, but it's completely not funny if you touch the neck and it's pain and there is no reason for it, physical reason for it. What needs to be done is to discover, and usually I do it by intuitively perceiving what is the problem, going to Akashic records, to soul records, and releasing that problem. In my older days, I would put clients into past life regression, torture client, torture myself for many hours, and get the same result which I can get right now in 2 minutes.
Yes, so the lady in the scarf could have maybe been totally traumatized on the couch going through lifetimes of being in hurt, but you very quickly
being in sweat and quite
it's very painless is what we're saying. I think it is completely painless, isn't it? I mean, do people have adverse adjustments
really
afterwards?
Very often, though, when we're going to specific question or specific lifetime, clients have this deja vu experience, and it seems like, oh my God, I always suspect that something like that happened, but I never could be sure.
Mm-hmm.
And if client is a psychic, then they have quite quite a psychic experience together with me, what actually did happen, and from time to time in more details that is needed for my work.
I think, Miriam, many people have heard of the Akashic Records, but I just want to ask you to explain that to people and how you do access it with the work so that, you know, it's very clear what lifetime you're working with and clearing for the client.
We all know, it's even in the Bible, they all have soul records. Where they are and how they are maintained is a question. And there is different theories about it. One of them is that in Akasha, which is a primary substance of any universe, everything, every thought, every intent, every deed is recorded. And the skill is to get there and to perceive a file, to perceive a material that is pertinent to client in front of me. You know, it's very difficult to say how I'm doing this. It's much easier to do it than to explain it. I go into very light trance. I'm fully present. I'm fully aware. And I ask Lords of Karma and Lords of Record permission to enter. And with dowsing, I locate the lifetime. I check myself all the time. I can figure out in what century it happened and what did happen. And I perceive in my mind eye a set of events that needs to be that led to emotions that needs to be there. It's not what happened to us. It's negative emotions that are attached to it that create consequences for subsequent lifetimes.
Exactly, yes. It's where we've got stuck, isn't it? With an emotional memory or echo in our DNA we've brought
in. In our aura, there is all of that. This is why it's when a client is in front of me or a client is on a line in Skype, on Skype, I can tune in into that particular situation. As soon as I can tune in, I can release non-beneficial energies emotional, non-beneficial, connected to this particular lifetime.
And that's amazing, yeah. Miriam, we have to take another break. I'm sorry to cut you short there. So we'll come back after this break. This is Soul to Soul, Sarah Delamere talking to Miriam Davinsky. Do check out Miriam's website. Miriam, what is your website? It's livingbyintent.com. Livingbyintent.com. We'll see you after the break. Thank you.
Coming up Wednesday on New Sky Radio at 12 p.m. Eastern Time, it's GPS Your Career with Bonnie Marcus. At 1 p.m. Eastern, join Lori Houston for Intuitive Soul. Coming up at 3 p.m. Eastern, Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis. At 4 p.m. Eastern Time, join CJ Liu for Fire It Up with CJ. CJ Liu, a spiritual seeker who showcases ideas from today's most provocative trailblazers in the fields of spirituality, the environment, work, and relationships. Coming up at 6 p.m., it's Juicy Joy Time with Lisa McCourt. Juicy self-development expert Lisa McCourt wants to teach you joy. According to Lisa, vibrant, sustainable, delicious daily joy is not a myth or an elusive fantasy to be chased. At 8 p.m. Eastern Time, ask Sarah Wiseman. Call in early for this fast-paced and interactive show. Coming up at 9 p.m. Eastern, Empower, Enlighten, Envision with Lady Sarah and Sophie. Tap into your inner self with Dr. Doug Lehrer at 10 p.m. Eastern. Health and spiritual wellness combined tonight on New Sky Radio. For more on these shows and all New Sky Radio shows, check out newskyradio.com/show. New Sky Radio and radio.com, powered by CBS Radio.
The New Sky.
And now, the best American psychics and best American healers. It's the best of the best.
You're simply the best.
Call Call Shea Parker now.
248-545-SOUL.
And find out more at bestamericanpsychics.com and bestamericanhealers.com. CBS Radio's The Sky.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the show. Sarah Delamere on Soul to Soul for Shea Parker's Best of the Best. And this evening we're talking to Miriam Devinsky, the lady who uses transformative dowsing skills and incredible techniques that she has. She's able to clear past life blocks and traumas and vows, belief systems that are really holding you stuck in your life, maybe preventing you making the money you should be making, getting the work you should be doing or that you feel fulfilled in doing, maybe getting you on track with all sorts of areas of fulfillment in your life that are just not happening. This technique can really cut to the chase. And Miriam has taken, we all understand perhaps what normal dowsing is, but Miriam does a different and unusual form of dowsing called spiritual dowsing. And it's really a transpersonal tool, and she connects with the client from distance or face-to-face in order to really help them get on track with their life process. So, you know, wherever you're at in your life process, this technique and Miriam's skills can meet you there. So do check out her website. It's livingbyintent.com to get in touch with Miriam. And in this section of the show, Miriam is going to explain how she has come up with all sorts of unusual developments for working with dowsing. Miriam, and you're writing a book too. Can you explain what you're writing and what some of your discoveries are?
Oh, yes. The book that I'm writing is Dowsing, The Search for Truth and Enlightenment. My contribution to spiritual dowsing is a discovery and development of dowsing with crystals. This is a transformative experience for my clients, and it allows for deeper correction of the energetic patterns. In dowsing with crystals, there are two interconnected aspects that need to be considered. It's the crystal's nature and the crystal's shape. The nature of a crystal is connected to its function. As an example, Judy Hall, in the author of the Crystal Bible, associates a specific crystal with each chakra as well as with a specific function. For example, amethyst is associated with the crown chakra, and amethyst function is to facilitate access to one's intuition. The shape of crystal determines the amount of energy that can be directed by the dowser, by me, to the client. Some common shapes in dowsing is tumble, a crystal, sphere crystal, master crystal, merkaba, and yantra crystal. Each crystal has its own unique vibrational frequency, and its impact may be increased by choosing the right shape of the correct crystal. For example, if a problem is associated with spiritual development with seventh chakra, I would use amethyst a pendulum. And if I can have amethyst pendulum in Merkaba form, it will even more increase energy and be more corrective for a client's problem.
Can you explain the Merkaba, Miriam?
Merkaba, I think, is like David's star, like two David's stars.
David's stars, yes.
In the shape of a crystal. And
yes,
the name of it, Merkaba crystal.
Yeah, okay.
It's common shape. There are pendulums, a lot of pendulums on market in that shape. For whatever reason they did it, but I discovered that Merkaba shape can hold much more energy. In the book that I'm writing will be a lot of development. If I don't have a crystal, I can create a code for that crystal that represents the energy of that crystal and douse in the code for a client. I know it sounds very esoteric, but it's very, I can teach anybody, I can teach a lot of people to do it, and actually can be done very successfully.
Do you actually teach people as well with these techniques, do you?
Yes, I do. I do workshops where I live. The reason that I'm writing a book, a lot of people say that they would like to have a manual at their hands after workshop is done. So that was actually a reason of starting to, you know, writing all this down.
Okay. A client, when they're working with you, they find, obviously, their own interests may be in developing this kind of work for themselves. But I imagine it's very specialist, though, Miriam. But do you anticipate that you're going to be able to teach more people how to do this work?
Yes. I think that dowsing with crystals and with different forms of crystals, a substantial step in the developing of spiritual doubt.
Mm.
I have seen transformative experiences with my own clients.
But you work one-on-one with clients really mainly, don't you, for healing purposes? But do you do workshops and training that
yes.
people can...
Right.
Okay, yes, and you advertise those on your website as well.
Yes, I will. I do workshops in Gloucester, Rockport, Massachusetts, and a Cape Ann in Massachusetts.
Okay.
I probably should develop a webinar and put it up. As soon as I will be done with book, I probably will develop a webinar, and then anybody in the world can participate in it.
Yes, I think a lot of people have heard of the muscle testing kind of technique and connection that you know that a client makes with somebody from distance. But you're doing something different. You're not actually connecting through the muscle, through the body, are you? Can you just kind of explain how it's similar and different to the muscle?
Oh, there is a well-known book written by Dr. Hawkins, who explain that that books make a huge promise, perhaps the biggest promise that has ever been made. It can provide you the means by which you may detect if you're being misled. And in his workshop, The Highest Level of Enlightenment, he tells us that to distinguish truth from falsehood, we can do with muscle testing or with classic dowsing. This is really true. The dowsing can do exactly what muscle testing does and much more. Classic dowsing corresponds to muscle testing. Active dowsing can transform, direct the energy and transform the energy. To direct energy to release what we don't want to have and to increase well-being, as well as transform the spiritual dowsing, which is evolution of active dowsing, can transform energy in the client in the client's energetic pattern.
It's amazing what it can do, and the confirmation and results that you have from clients. I mean, you notice quite speedy results and turnarounds in their lives. You've given us some testimonies there. Are there any more that you feel happy to share?
There is on my website a testimony written by a man from Florida, and it's he's saying that in several minutes I was able to transform what was a problem for him for several decades.
Wow, yeah.
And it's very well-written testimony. He talks about if you feel that you are in a set class production of a bad show, talk to Miriam Dewinsky. She will help you to get your life on track.
That's amazing.
It was actual experience. In several minutes, we realized what was a tremendous problem that actually was not in this lifetime. It was in his past life. Nexus of a problem was in his past life. We released the past. He's a psychic man. We released the past life, and actually, he felt the release, and it was a transformative experience.
That's amazing. Wow. Miriam, we have to take another break shortly. And so anybody wanting to find out more about your work, if they go to livingbyintent.com. There's all sorts of further information, testimonies, and easy access to you and your work on those web pages. Okay, so we're coming back after the break, and you're going to give everybody a blessing that's, depending on whether they're listening live or to the recording, it has a powerful energy attached to it that, you know, people can use in an ongoing way. So do join us after the break. We'll see you shortly.
Do you need psychic advice but don't know where to find an accurate, ethical reader? At BestAmericanPsychics.com, we've done the homework for you. Shea Parker's Best American Psychics is an exclusive internet directory of elite psychics, offering our customers only the best. Every psychic on our directory has undergone 2 separate test readings in order to prove that they meet the excellence level we require for membership. Visit us today at BestAmericanPsychics.com. We see so you can believe.
Falling for you, dropping so quickly. Maybe I should keep this to myself. Wait until I know you better. I am trying not to tell you, but I want to. I'm scared of what you say, so I'm hiding what I'm feeling. But I'm tired of holding this inside my head.
Best American psychics and best American healers. It's the best of the best.
You're simply the best.
Call Shea Parker now.
248-545-SOUL.
And find out more at bestamericanpsychics.com and bestamericanhealers.com. CBS Radio's The Sky.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the last part of the show. It's Soul to Soul, Sarah Delamere for Shea Parker's Best of the Best. This evening we've been talking to Miriam Devinsky. Do have a look at her website. It's livingbyintent.com. Miriam's a spiritual dowser and she's been telling us all about the applications of her work. Incredible things that Miriam can do. So if you do feel stuck in your life or there's a sticking point financially in your love life, or you're feeling really sort of traumatized by something that you suspect may be from a past life or is from this lifetime, but seems to be a repeated pattern where you're getting or coming unstuck and just not making progress. Miriam is somebody that can really help you very quickly, effectively, and pretty painlessly for such deep work, to be honest. There's no need for these deep traumatic past life regressions that you may have heard of with the work that Miriam does. So in this last part of the show, Miriam is going to give us all a special blessing that you could listen to, come back to the recording and listen to as many times as you need it, really. It's going to have an energy vibration that will amplify the more times that you use it. So welcome back to the show, Miriam. And can you explain what it is you're going to do for us?
Yes. I intended and douse into this blessing the highest level of beneficial frequency with quartz in the form of Merkaba. So, these blessings work in such a way that the more you listen to them, the deeper is level of a transformation. They will be in archives and they will be on my website, so there is a way to listen to them several times. And every time clients or person listen to this blessing, it goes deeper and deeper and have very transformative experiences in clients' life and people's life. So again, in this blessing, doused in intent and the highest level of beneficial frequencies. And I use Merkaba quartz crystal to do it.
Okay, Miriam, that sounds wonderful. People may not understand how that's possible, that it can amplify. We're live at the moment, we're recording, but, I mean, it's an energy thing that this blessing can amplify and work for people. We have to work quite quickly, so if you could, you know, we've got sort of 4 or 5 minutes, but that sounds wonderful if you could do that. Thank you.
Okay, and I thank you for sharing your time with me, and here is the blessing.
Thank you, Miriam.
I pray and gratefully request that every aspect of your spirit guides that are not of pure white light of love and truth to be raised to 100% pure light, truth, and love now and into the future without reversal. I pray and gratefully request that your non-beneficial beliefs, vows, agreements, and contracts are cleared, removed, and replaced with divine love and light for now and into the future. I pray and gratefully request that your energy field be maximized and personal frequency raised to the optimum level in order to navigate your past, present and future in the best way. And we are blessed and we are grateful knowing that these blessings work for everyone who chooses to let them. And every time they choose to listen to this blessing, they work deeper and deeper, removing non-beneficial energy and replacing them with the frequencies of forgiveness, love, and light.
That was beautiful, Miriam. Really lovely. Great prayer and great blessing. And were you using the pendulum when you were doing that? I think you
yes.
were. Yes.
Yes.
So
it's
yes.
Spin.
Yeah. We haven't
Everything
got much.
I said goes into yes. right spin, and I'm still doing it.
Yes, okay, wonderful. So you can keep working as I'm talking. We've got a couple of minutes left, but that was beautiful. And I work with you for research for the show, and it's an indication of how you work as well. You work quite quietly with some clients also, but the pendulum, when you're talking or when a client is talking to you, your pendulum is always busy, isn't it? Can you just explain what's
yes,
happening?
I hold the pendulum suspended, and when clients talk, very often pendulum begins to move into left spin, releasing the underlying problems under their issues.
It's amazing that the pendulum, I mean, a lot of people listening to the show will understand energy work, but it's linked to quantum physics, really, and the kind of energy spin. It's difficult to explain, isn't it, how that works?
No, in fact, it really is not simple to explain, because underlying quantum physics that is very specific knowledge.
Yes.
We understand that there is a universal mind under all this work, and that universal mind has nothing—it has nothing to do with time and space. So, whenever client is, if my higher self, which is part of universal mind, and client higher self, which is part of universal mind, connect, we are in a very different space, and in that space, miracles are everyday occurrences, because it's miracles, because we don't know how to explain it. But when we understand how it works, it's not a miracle. It just works.
Yeah. So this incredible connection that you're able to make with your client, it's based on universal principles, energy, universal law, and the pendulum is the tool that really connects the energy, releases the energy flow. I mean, I don't know if you've ever tried it without a pendulum, but I have a feeling you probably could do it without a pendulum as well. But you know what I mean? The pendulum, it creates an energetic connection, doesn't it?
You know, a pendulum by itself creates a vortex. And that vortex is multidimensional. It's space and time. It is going, the vortex itself is multidimensional thing.
Yes, okay. So that's why the pendulum is so crucial then.
The pendulum is a tool, but this tool shows us scope of a problem. By movement of pendulum, I can see the scope and intensity of a problem. And by movement of pendulum, of releasing the problem, I can scale to myself a problem. By right spin, how it releases the problem and how it installs beneficial energy, we can judge what actually happened. And after I actually ask a simple question. Is it done 100%? And from time to time it is, and from time to time it done, say, 90% or 95%. We just need to do it a little bit more and to bring it to 100% of realization.
Miriam, thank you so much. That's all the technical side of things. We could talk on and on about this, but it's been so interesting. And thank you so much for coming on the show. We'll see you again. And I hope people find the blessing really helpful and all the information you've given us really helpful. So really appreciate you coming on the show, Miriam. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
And we'll see you all next time, soul to soul. See you next time. Thank you. Bye.